1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J. What's going on, everybody? It's your girl Ebby J coming back with another one. It's another one, as DJ Khaled would say. I hope everyone is doing well, and I hope that you are enjoying this warm weather that we are getting here in Atlanta. It is blazing hot. It is so hot outside, guys. Like, for real. It's really, really, really hot outside. So if you have the opportunity to just chill out, wind down in some cool air, sipping on your water, your lemonade, your Coca-Cola, your Pepsi, your wine, whatever choice of drink that you choose, whatever drink of choice you choose to indulge in, relax yourself, unwind. This is going to be a fantastic episode. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the art of blocking your haters. Now, to be honest with you, I don't really consider myself as someone that grew up with haters. Okay, no, I take that back. Yes, I take that back. Because where I was going with that was that, you know, I'm not used to having people like knowingly and in my face hate on me. But as of late, I've been really, really, really getting it. And it's really funny to me. You know, at the first instance of it, you're like, it kind of flusters you. You know, it's kind of like, oh my God, why are they being like this? Why are people acting like this? Why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? You're like wondering why. You know what I'm saying? You're like, why? Why are you being so hateful? Why are you being so negative towards me? And then after a while, I think like for me, like when I got over it, it was like, okay, I'm sitting here, I'm sipping my water, I'm minding my business, I'm doing really well in the Mind Your Business ministry. I am like on the members board of the Mind Your Business ministry, minding my business. And then suddenly more hate has arisen. And I'm like, why? 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 Why do people spend so much time and so much energy in not liking someone? For no reason whatsoever. It's just because of who you are. And I've come to the realization that, you know, as I grow in my faith, as I grow as a person, as I grow as a human being, as I work daily, day to day, and being a better person and being a better mom, being a better friend, being a better companion, being a better daughter, granddaughter, sister, cousin, every day that I work on being great, the level of hate and the level of haters has increased substantially. Now, you do have a lot of silent haters, and then you have some that are like dead on in your face hate, right? And so this podcast, I want to talk about the art of blocking your haters. And the only reason why I can even like talk about this is because I've been going through this a lot lately. I've been going through this in my personal life and also in my professional life, you know? And the one thing that, you know, God always says, and you know, like Christianity, God, Jesus, you know, what I believe in, you know, they always say, pray for the people that hate you, that do wrong against you, pray for them. But you know what, guys, I'm not gonna lie to you. Sometimes, a lot of times in my humanness, it's really hard for me to pray for people who pray for my downfall. You get what I'm saying? Or pray for people who purposely perpetrate and, invade themselves into my personal space or into, you know, just being all up in my business and without any good intentions whatsoever. Let me throw that part out there. Without any intentions whatsoever, just because they don't like me. So it's really interesting to me that people are, you know, they purposely go out to seek me, to find me and then talk about me. So my whole thing is like, why are you talking about me? But then I realized that there is a level of admiration that someone or people have for you if you are constantly the topic of conversation. Let me say that again. There is some level of admiration, borderline jealousy. No, let's not even gonna say borderline. Let's just say jealousy. Admiration for people who purposely go out and seek for you just to see what you're doing without having any good intentions whatsoever. And when you are constantly the topic of conversation in people's conversations, at first it can get a little frustrating, but you know what? I'm honestly flattered. And here's why I say that. Because to me, Bishop Jakes always said, if you don't have haters, if you don't have people talking about you, if you don't have people constantly saying things about you or trying to plot your downfall, then you're not doing something right. But here is something that I want to share with my haters. And here is something that I want to say to people who are praying, not praying like praying to God, but praying like a animal in a jungle for my downfall. The God that I serve is so amazing that there is absolutely no weapon formed against me that you or anyone else will try to do that will prosper. That is what my father said, and that is what he told me. I am covered from my head to the soles of my feet by the blood of Jesus, and there is no weapon that you can put against me that will prosper. My enemies, whoever you are, you will be my footstool. That is what the word says. And there's a lot of times when if you don't know the word, and if you don't know God, and if you don't know Jesus, and if you're not a Christian, or if you're not someone of faith who stands by something, there are many times in your life where you have to remind yourself of who and whose you are. And that is a fact. Through these experiences, I want to tell my haters, my lurkers, and the naysayers, I thank you for thinking of me so much to constantly have me in your conversations. I thank you so much for constantly thinking of me because you have only made me better. You have only made me stronger, and you have only drawn me closer to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, more so than I was before. Because if it had not been for God and Jesus and who he is and the spirit of him that is within me to hold me down, to tame my tongue, and to give me a peace beyond my own understanding, I do not know what my reaction would be towards you, dear haters. And you, dear lurkers, I don't know. So thank God that I know Jesus. And thank God I have accountability partners. And thank God I am covered by the blood. Because if I wasn't, I wouldn't be on this podcast right now. I wouldn't even have this podcast. And so the way we block our haters and the way that we continuously strive to push forward, to push past the hard times, to push, to dig into our roots and our guts and to be resilient is to know who you are. The higher the level, the higher the devil. And that is the most realest quote that I've ever heard in my life. When you have people who are constantly trying to plot against you and God shows up and shows out, there is nothing that you can do but say, that wasn't nothing but God. That wasn't nothing but God. How many times have you been through something or you've dealt with something or you've had to deal with people or certain situations, and you didn't react how you wanted to react? Rather, you reacted in the way that you knew was right because you know what God told you to do. There is nothing worse than someone who loves pork, who loves bacon. Let's just say loves bacon. I'm a bacon lover. There's nothing worse than someone who loves pork, who loves bacon, because I'm not a pork lover. I just love bacon. I'm that person that says I don't eat pork, but I eat bacon. That is me. I love bacon. I love pepperoni. Okay. Side note. That was a total side note. Okay. And I love Italian sausage, pork. It's so funny. Okay, for real. There's nothing worse than you, someone who is trying to refrain from eating bacon, and you throw bacon in front of them. You put bacon in front of them and candied bacon at that. Or $1 million bacon that they have at First Watch. Have you ever tried the million dollar bacon at First Watch? It's amazing. Anyway, side note, what I'm saying to you is this. When you know who you are, when you know who you used to be, and you know where you're trying to go, and when situations arise and they come out of nowhere and you find yourself being tested, at first you want to go with your first gut and react the way that you normally would react. But just like my friend said, every time you fail, every time you don't pass, every time you do not pass the test, you will continue to go through the test. And that has got to be one of the hardest lessons that I've had to learn in this season, because my normal human reaction is not the same as my spiritual reaction, meaning like, I know what God said, and I know what he told me to do, and I know who he said I am. And, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, okay, I know who you say I am. Help me, Lord, to be that person, because my flesh and my humanness wants to do opposite. Now, that's a real transparent moment, right? But when we pass the test, and when I ignore the haters and I block the haters and I remind myself of who I am, and God reminds me of who I am, and the people close to me remind me of who I am and whose I am, and that's what gives me the strength to push forward. When that happens, I honestly thank the naysayers and the haters and the lurkers for being who they are, because they helped craft me to become a very strong, independent woman who is destined for great things in life. And those situations have equipped me to be able to handle some big things that are coming my way. Nothing is more true than the saying, the higher the level, the higher the devil. There is absolutely nothing more true. But in that, the higher the level, the higher we have to go, the higher I have to go, the higher I have to go in who I am and getting out of my own way, the higher I have to go in learning how to maneuver and learning how to shake and learning how to finagle and learning how to finesse and learning how to be emotionally intelligent, especially in professional environments, not just work, but just business, work, business, whatever it is, anything outside of your personal life. And even having emotional intelligence in your personal life is important. And so for me, I'm so used to being a reactionary type person where I just instantly react. But reacting is not necessarily the best thing for me to do. So with prayer and supplication and believing and just listening to God and allowing him to help me be who I know I'm supposed to be, being who I'm destined to be, you know, one of the things that I have to realize is that, you know, I'm going places. I'm doing things. There's more substance to me. There is more layers to me than what anyone can see. And only those close to me and only those who I reveal that side of me get that and understand that. And that is why having that confidence in myself and you having the confidence in yourself to say, I know who and whose I am. And no matter the obstacles and situations and the challenges that I face, the challenges that come my way, no matter what they are, I am going to stand firm and pray. And when I feel overwhelmed and I feel like I'm getting anxiety, I will, work on, becoming and being better. I will work on doing things differently than I've done them before. You get what I'm saying? Not just in your professional life, but in your personal life as well. Learning to do things differently than you've done them before. No matter what your situation and circumstances are, learning how to do things better, learning how to react better. This is like literally me preaching to myself, guys, seriously. Because, one thing that I've realized is that I said this before in like season one, I cannot control anything outside of my house. meaning aura, mood wise. You get what I'm saying? God, He is the overseer of everything in my life. Everything that has been done or it's going to happen has already been predestined. Nothing that happens to me or you is by happenstance. It is already ordained by God. It was already written, right? And so when you have that foundation, even your haters, even the people who are trying to go against you, even the people who are negative and who are just praying on your downfall, all of these things were already predestined, right? But all of these situations and circumstances are pieces of the puzzle to bring you towards a full completion of the test, which you'll honestly never be completing with tests until you're no longer here, to become a better person. You get what I'm saying? And so I just say all that to say is that blocking your haters is not about just blocking them, right? From like your mind or your thoughts or anything like that. But blocking your haters is also about blocking the normal reactions that you typically would do, things that you typically would say when challenging situations come your way, blocking how you react, because that is a negative vibe, that you put out, that we put out, that I put out, right? And so being able to maneuver, being able to shift how we do things and how we react, how we think about things, and surrounding ourselves with people who speak life into us, who believe in us, is so core and so important when going through those challenging moments. That, when you do have those type of people in your life, you have to really hold on and hold on strong to them, because they are the ones that are holding you accountable, they're holding me accountable, and they're helping us become a better person. So in this season, in this summer, as we block this heat and we ditch the heat and the humidity and the heat index and the sun rays, throughout the summer, whether you decide to jump in or just sit at home and chill and relax until the sun comes down, remember, this is a journey that we're on. And yes, the saying is true, the higher the level, the higher the devil. But in that higher level, we have to become higher selves. And I have to become a higher self, because that is my desire, because I know the calling that God has on my life and the different layers of me that He is working on to get me to that place where He wants me to be. And one of them is being on this podcast, talking to you, connecting with you, sharing with you my journey, with the hopes that it inspires you, with the hopes that it encourages you, and with the hopes that it helps strengthen you to become your absolute best self. And with that being said, until next time.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.